Proclamation number 3300, dated the October 20th, 1944. Destruction of works of creation and its consequences. Everything visible to your eyes testifies to God's love. It was created to help the fallen substance, to elevate it from its sunken state again, and therefore every work of creation should be seen as an emanation of divine love and be respected and valued accordingly. None of God's creations may be willfully destroyed, for then its function, its intended purpose, will be prevented. And neither may human work be destroyed which also has a function, the function to be helpful. For every work of creation that originated from God's will was given this function, otherwise it could not result in higher development of the substance. And human creations are also assessed in relation to their function. As long as they have the task of being useful, as long as they somehow serve other people or even other creations, they contribute towards the development of the substance and fulfill their purpose. To destroy such creations results in the interruption of the spirit's progressive development and can never be justified before God, as in fact all destruction of matter has to be motivated by love to be justifiable before God. Consequently, if destruction takes place for the purpose of producing objects which are helpful to people, which serve a useful purpose, the destruction is justified for the love of other people. However, any other destruction is sacrilege, sacrilege against other people and against God, whose power created things which truly have another purpose than to fall victim to the human will of destruction. And this sacrilege avenges itself badly. When the driving force of hatred and unkindness between people destroys matter, then people also have to pay for it, materially, because they'll lose things that had fulfilled a useful purpose, as well as spiritually, and the latter in a particularly painful way. Because spirit has been freed against its will and before its time, and this spirit disturbs all substances in its environment but especially the human being by permanently appearing before his soul's eyes, that is, by constantly occupying his thoughts with the lost objects. This is extremely harmful to the soul since it inhibits its development. It is held back from spiritual aspiration. Its senses are constantly directed towards material things and therefore the creations can quietly torment a human being when they are unavailable to him, when they fall prey to the human will of destruction. Every work of creation by God, or by a human being who just wants to work constructively, should be respected. The destructive principle denotes the actions of God's opponent. And at this moment in time he is raging in the world. He induces people to God-opposing behavior against his creations. He has awakened the destructive urge in people because they lack love and no longer understand the meaning and purpose of creation. And this shall result in serious consequences. God will counteract the human work of destruction, which is the influence of the evil power, with a far greater work of destruction but which is entirely warranted in God-love. He shall liberate the spirit which is willing to walk the way of service on earth from endless long captivity. He shall release the solid matter so that the human destructive will is stopped and human beings learn to see earthly creations for what they are, means for development as long as they can exercise their useful function. This divine destructive action will affect people even far more seriously. However, this is necessary so that they return to the right way of thinking, that they respect and appreciate every work of creation, that they understand its function and once again occupy themselves constructively. Because this and only this is divine order, that everything in existence shall progress and that every human work of creation shall also be a guarantee for the development of spirit as long as it fulfills its useful purpose, as long as the human will to be of help has produced it. Amen.